Don't worry about it. Okay.
Yakushimoni,
we'll get to the Yakushimoni in a second, but I mentioned last on Monday night about the Medrash that says the end of the Parsha to Chabed Avodah Al-Anashim, that the Paro was upset that Moshe came to complain that the Jewish people were working too hard. So Paro said, must mean they have too much time, and therefore we have to make them work harder. So there the Medrash says, what was he referring to? So the fact was that on Shabbos they had the ability to sit and learn from these special pieces of parchment, these Megillas that they had. They were involved in some area of learning, and therefore the Pasuk says, Lu Sarasta Shashuai, that it was that ability to learn on Shabbos that made the difference to Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and it made a big deal in order to allow them to get through the week. And the Medrash Tehillim and Kuf Yates says the same thing as well, that Bnei Yisrael engaged in Talmud Torah, some form of learning, whatever learning was for them in Mitzrayim at that point in time. And therefore, in relationship to learning Torah and Shabbos, let's discuss the halachos of learning Torah on Shabbos. Now, the source for this is not the Medrash that we quoted before. There are three different sources cited regarding the importance of learning Torah on Shabbos. The first is the Yalkut Shimoni in the beginning of Parshas Vayaka, Rabbi Seinu Bali Agada Omrem, Mitchilas HaTorah V'yad Sof Ein Ba Parshas Shemar Barosha Vayakal. The only section of the Torah that begins with the phrase Vayakal is here in the beginning of Parshas Vayakal. Elazos Dovad Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asei Lecha Kilos Gedolos V'drosh Lefnehem Barabim, Hilcho Shabbos, Kli Sheyilmadu Mimcha Doros Habayim Lahakel Kilos Lecho Shabbos V'Shabbos. You'll notice that Parshas Vayakal goes in to discuss laws of Shabbos. And therefore, the point is that we want to gather people together, Vayakal Sa'am, to gather the people together in order to learn about Shabbos. V'lichnos v'vakim midrashos, to go to the shuls, v'lilma l'horos, the Yisrael, to go and to teach the Yisrael divrei Torah, issa v'hetzer, what is allowed, what's not allowed, k'dei she'ah shmi gadol miskales b'nei b'nai, so that Hashem's name will be great amongst his children. So this is the source, number one, the idea of Parshas Vayakal, the gathering together in order to learn Torah in connection to Shabbos. This source is cited by the Shibbol Yaleket in Siman Tzadivav, the Beis Yosef, in Orachaim Reish Tzadi, which is going to be the section in Shulchan Aruch that discusses learning on Shabbos, the Levush, the Bach, the Shla, the Chesed Avram, the Bir Agrad, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan all cite this Medrash as the source of the importance of learning Torah on Shabbos. The next source, number two, is the Tur, here in Reish Tzadi, and he says, V'medrash Amra Torah Lefnai HaKadosh Baruch Rebano Shalom Shichnas Yisrael Eretz, Zerats the karma, but Zerats the sadeo. This one's going to go work in his field when they go to Eretz Yisrael. This one's going to work on his vineyard when he goes to Eretz Yisrael. But Zerats the sadeo, bani mate alai. Says the Torah, they've been learning me for 40 years in the desert. What's going to happen with me? Well, are the Klal Yisrael still going to learn Torah? Sarvala yeshli zug shani mizaviglach. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have a partner for you, Torah. Don't worry. This is Shabbos Shmo, and its name is Shabbos. Shehem betelim and melachim v'yachol masak pecha. And they'll be able to learn and engage in you on Shabbos. And therefore the Torah tells us, or the Torah is told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you do have a partner. At the time of Bnei Yisrael, be free to learn with you, but they don't have to worry about running here, running there, is going to be Shabbos. And this is what the Leket Yosha writes on page Kuf Yud Ches in the Maharal, in his introduction to the Derech Chaim, his Perishim Perkayavos, and the Levush, and the Shlom, the Bir Agra, the Mishnah Berurah here, and the Aruch HaShulchan as well, cite this Medrash in the name of the Torah. The third source is the Yushalmi, in Shabbos, in Perek Tesvav, in the 15th chapter, in Halacha Gimel, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says, Lo nitznu Shabbosos yav mitovim ela la'achil l'shesia. The whole purpose of Shabbos and Yantav is only for our ability to engage in physical pleasure of eating and drinking. That's what Shabbos and Yantav is about. Ayidei shehapeh zeh masriach etiru lo la'asok behen b'zevei Torah. Rav Barachi b'shem Rav Chia bar Bar, Abba lo nitznu Shabbosos yav mitovim ela Torah. The other opinion says, no, the whole purpose of Shabbos and Yantif is to engage in Limud HaTorah. So this is what the Or Zeruah cites in the laws of Moshe Shabbos and Siman Pei Tes. So the question is, what's Pshat in this Yerushalmi? On one hand, the Yerushalmi says Shabbos and Yantif is all about filling our stomachs. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi says the whole point of Shabbos and Yantif is to learn Torah. So what's going on here? So there are three approaches here.
Isn't Chatzal Hashem, is that more?
That's more by Yantif. Anyway, Chatzal Hashem, Chatzal Hashem is by Yantif.
I mean,
it's not saying both.
Is there a kiddush the first half of the day in Shabbos?
What?
Is there a requirement to try and have kiddush before Chatzal and Shabbos?
That's an issue of fasting. on that's an issue of owning.
It's
a side issue. But here, the issue is the Yushalmi saying specifically the whole thing is for this one thing. So it's very funny. Also, who would have thought that the whole purpose of Shabbos is that you should sit and eat and drink? That seems to be very odd. So what do we do with this? So there are three approaches. The Pnei Moshe there in the Yushalmi, I didn't bring it over here because we're going to go through it quickly. The Pnei Moshe says it's simply a machlokas tanaim. And Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sefer HaYira says that the issue is that we shouldn't speak Dvarim B'Telem, and we should only be allowed Torah B'Koshi, he says. Really, the Yushalmi is telling us, really, you shouldn't speak anything on Shabbos. It should just be davening, and that's it, to speak words. And therefore, the Yushalmi is telling us, if you have to speak on Shabbos, I'll allow Dvarim Torah. But that's a push. And therefore, that's what it's coming to tell us. Really, there should be nothing that's batal on Shabbos, and since there might be a chance, if you're going to learn Torah, maybe you'll come to speak Dvarim B'Telem, but nevertheless, we have a het to learn Torah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. And this is what the Das Torah writes, and the Safnas Panach, and Chelek Beis, and Simon Hay, and I saw in Rav Devin Saul's Mishnah Brura here as well, in Shin Zion, he cites the same idea, that really, it's a machlokas Tanaim in the Yerushalmi. But that's not the approach of most Rishon. The Meiri here, in Masach HaShabbos and Kufyut Chasim and Beis, cites his Rebbeim. He cites the same thing as well in his introduction to Masachas Brachos, but his Rebbeim say as follow. He says, Yushalmi Amru Bama Me'angu Mar Amar B'Shena Mar Amar B'Talmud Torah. Yushalmi says, what's the owning of Shabbos? One says it's eating and drinking, the other says it's Talmud Torah. The low plea, he says, the Miri, is really not a machlokas. Kan B'Talmud V'kan B'Balabayas. One is talking about a Talmud Chacham, the other is talking about a Balabas, who doesn't learn that much Torah during the week. Upirshu ba rabusai. And my Rebbeim explained, Shatalmin ma'angu b'talmud Torah. And what it's telling is each one has their own oneg. The person who engages in Torah all the time will get more oneg from learning on Shabbos. And for the balabas who's not that into Torah, so for him it's going to be shame, it's going to be sleeping. That's what the Rebbeim of the Meiri explained. That's one approach in the Yerushalmi. But the Meiri disagrees, and this is what the Shuboli Haleket writes, as well. He says, Vani omer hafech hadvarim. I disagree with my Rebbeim. Shatalmin shishona kol yimei ha-shavu mekayim b'shabbos oneg shena lo yesichlo loa yosim idai ava balabai shemis asek kol yimos ha-chol be'iskav roi lo yisasek mach b'shabbos v'tavim. The opposite. The Talmud Chacham who's using his intellect all week and pushing himself in Torah. So Shabbos is when he takes a rest and he takes a nap and he eats a little bit. But for the Balabas, who's engaged in perhaps in more physical pursuits, so Shabbos is his own egg, is fine to sit with a Daf Gemara, open up a Sefer, and to learn some Torah. V'hu shari'isi sham, and he goes on to explain the whole purpose of Talmud Torah, and Adkan, the language of the Meiri, in his own Mahalach. And this is what the Tanya Rabasi writes in Tzim Yud Ches, and the Shittim Agubesis in the Dharma Daf Lam and Zion, and other Rishonim as well. And this is the reason side of the Halacha, by the Beis Yosef, this idea that the whole purpose of learning the Torah on Shabbos is really for the Balabas, the person who doesn't learn Torah during the week, that's the mitzvah for him, is to go and learn Torah on Shabbos, and the Ramah, and the Levush, and the Prisha, and the Shla, and the Birka Yosef, and the Chayadam, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all as well, and the Shla, cited by the Eliyahu Rabbah, and the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkat and the Gimel, notes that a person shouldn't sleep too much on Shabbos because of this. Yeah, it might be that you're allowed to sleep on Shabbos, but it shouldn't be too much sleeping. So we've come out with the three sources of learning Torah on Shabbos, all side of the halacha, but perhaps an extra special focus to learning on Shabbos relating towards the person who doesn't learn during the week. Okay? If you look here in the Ramah, where it's side of the halacha, in Simon Reish Sadi, Upolim Ubalabatim, She'enam Oskim B'Torah Kol Yimei Shavua, Yasku Yoser B'Torah B'Shabbos. The Ramah is relying on the Shita. There should be more learning on Torah on Shabbos for those who don't learn during the week. More than people who are learning Torah full time. The Talmud Chacham should have a different type of oneg of eating and drinking. His oneg and learning is from the rest of the week. Now, what types of things should you learn on Shabbos? That's not so easy. So there's an amazing opinion in Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden repeats this multiple places in his Siddur, multiple times in his Mor Kutsi on Shulchan Aruch, and again in his Hagos on Gidon Daf Samach. And he is very makpid that one should not learn difficult Iyun topics on Shabbos. Listen to what he writes here in his Siddur. Lo yatriach atzmo be'iyun amok. A person should not push himself to learn difficult things on Shabbos. To go and learn deep topics of Gemara. It's as if it's violating Shabbos, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Then he brings two interesting sources. The first is the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Tesla and Beis, where, I'll tell you the Gemara outside, but you can see it here in the sources. The Gemara in Shabbos says that when Rav Zeira would see pairs of Talmidim learning on Shabbos, he would tell them not to neglect Shabbos, and he would make sure they would eat, because they would be so involved in their learning, they would forget to eat. And therefore, we see from Rav Zeira that a person shouldn't learn things on Shabbos that are so consuming, they're going to forget the pleasures of Shabbos itself. That's one Gemara that he brings. And then he brings the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where it says that children should not learn new things on Shabbos, so their fathers can enjoy Shabbos with their children. What happens? You get to the Shabbos table, and the kid takes out the Parsha sheets, and he doesn't answer, and the father gets frustrated, and he doesn't know it, and everybody gets nervous, and the Shabbos table turns into a war zone, and the kid becomes anxious every single time he has to learn Shabbos, because the father's nervous, and the kid's nervous. So says the Gemara, and says the Gemara Nedarim, learn things that are relaxing, that are calm, that bring shalom bayis. Don't learn things that are going to make people anxious and nervous and upset. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, this is clear. We see from these Gemaras that the learning on Shabbos should be things that are pleasurable, not things that make you anxious. I don't understand it. I don't know. I don't feel so smart. I can't find the article. Whatever it is, a person should learn things on Shabbos that are light and easy and enjoyable for him. And this is what the Noah Gitzon Yosef writes on his Halachos of Shabbos. And we'll quote again from the Shubat Sepichas B'Dvash in a moment, who cites the above Meiri, right? And what did the Meiri tell us? The whole purpose of learning on Shabbos is oneg. And if learning on Shabbos is going to make you stressed out, then find something else to learn. Rav David Arama in his Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Beis, the Pesach Dvir, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in his Hosafos on the Derech HaChaim as well, all note that don't learn difficult things on Shabbos if it's going to make you upset. Now, I saw in the Tshuvos Knaf Rinana, which is in Chelik Beis in Yerodea in his Hashmatos, so he explains that Rav Yaakov Emden, when he says that it's Nechshav Kechil Shabbos, what's the Chil Shabbos? So the simple understanding of Yaakov Emden is that it's Chil Shabbos because it's stressful and it's not the point of Shabbos. So he says, no, he says that it's Borer. Why is it Borer? Because you're separating the good ideas from the bad ideas. It's Borer in your intellect and your logic. That's a very creative piece of Talmud Torah itself. But he has an interesting approach, and he elaborates on this idea based on Kabbalah, and he goes into Kabbalistic sources. Not for right now. Now, Rav Yaakov Emden is pretty much alone in this mahal. We quoted from a couple of people who cite this, but really, 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 this is not the shita of most of the poskim. The most famous one is the Shla. The Shla writes in Shabbos and Perek Ner Mitzvah Noslam at Zion, Yeshev Lilmod Nosei Venosin Be'umka Shel Halacha. You should go into the depths of the halacha, kefiyas agaso, as far as you can push yourself intellectually. That's what you should learn on Shabbos. Chanas sichlo ad shigiyas man mincha, and push yourself until it's time for mincha. Learn, 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 and however consuming it is, until it's time to daven. And the Chida writes in his Ruach Chaim in the Drush Tasvav, and again in the Masik Bracha over here, and he questions, how could Rav Yaakov Emden forbid any part of Talmud Torah on Shabbos? What a crazy idea. And the Torah Lishma and Sif Kuf Yud says you can learn in-depth and difficult topics on Shabbos, and he cites Rashi and Zvachim. Rashi and Zvachim, and Daf Beis and Beis, talks about, it's a side comment in the Gemara, and there Rashi says, no, the person should have stayed in the Tchum on Shabbos and stayed in the Beis Medrash so he could learn the difficult topics of Zvachim. Zvachim is not exactly a walk in the park for many people. For some people, Kachim may come easy, but for most people, Kachim has a difficult aspect to it. And therefore, if Rashi is telling us that the Gemara wants to know, come to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos, don't go outside the Tchum, come learn the difficult topics of Zvachim, certainly it would be allowed. And this is the understanding of the Minchas Elazar and Chelik Dal and Memhei, and the Chazon Ish, cited in the Sefer Rabbi Shimon Vesaraso, who said as well, on Shabbos, Shabbos gives you a kedusha to understand things you wouldn't be able to understand during the week. There's a special siyata zeshmaya to learning on Shabbos. And this is the psak of the Tzitzel Yezer and Chelik Zayin Chav Gimel and Yabia Omer Ravad Yosef and Chelik Beis and Arachayim Sim Yud Ches. And I saw Rishmo Kametzki as well in the Kovetz Halachos and Chelik Aleph and Shabbos. Also says you should learn whatever your heart desires, if it's enjoyable or difficult. And Rav Harfenis and Nishma Shabbos I saw in the Sefer Asicha on page Shin Lamed Vav, so I cited Reb Chaim Kanievsky as explaining the Psaker of Yaakov Emdin is only during the time as we were eating. It's a chiddush in Reb Yaakov Emdin, but it does soften it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, when you're eating and you're engaged in the oneg and the pleasure of eating and drinking, so in such a case, you shouldn't learn complicated things. But on your own, later on, Reb Chaim Kanievsky felt it wouldn't be such an issue. Now, what types of things are good to learn on Shabbos? So obviously, as we said, whatever makes you happy, but there are two things that the post can discuss. Should you learn new things on Shabbos? So we have to look over here in the Or Zarua. The Or Zarua writes in the Halachos of Mosei Shabbos on the second page. So he says that, he cites a Yesh Omrim, who say that you shouldn't learn new things on Shabbos because it's going to bother the person if you don't understand it. And you're not going to get what's going on. And this is based on the comment of the Tana Kama, Maseches Taanos and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that says that in Avel and on Tisha B'Av, you can't learn Torah on those days, but you're allowed to learn things as an Avel and Tisha B'Av that you're not familiar with, because you won't get any simcha, you won't get any pleasure if some of these new things you don't know. What?
I find Tisha B'Av going through the veil is a certain problem, because that means I can learn.
So we don't pass like the Tanakh,
okay.
Which is what the Or Zarua goes on to say. The Or Zarua rejects this because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can't learn any Talmud Torah if you're an Avel or anything related to Aveis, things like that, or on Tisha B'Av. So he says it's very nice svara, but that's not halacha l'maisa. And this is what we cite l'halacha in the Darkei Moshe, the Rama, and Rav Yosef and the Bi'omer and the Yalkut Yosef as well. You can learn new things, difficult things, and it's certainly the minhag of Klal Yisrael to learn whatever it is they want on Shabbos. So what about Musar? You person reads or hears very harsh mussar that will make him nervous and make him scared perhaps that he's not doing a good job. So it's clear that we do learn mussar. If you look in Nigeres Hagra, he wrote to his family. He says, "V'kol shekein b'Shabbos Kodesh Kedashim, Shabbos the holiest day, lo yisasku ela b'sifrei mussar." Says the Gra, specifically, you should learn mussar on Shabbos. And the Miri writes in the beginning of Kol Kisvei that on Shabbos they would speak to the people, Binyane Averos Shaviyadam. The Rabbanim would give Musar about the Averos they were doing, specifically on Shabbos. And this is what the Prima Gadim writes, and he writes, and the Mishnebu and Reish Sadi Beis, and the Kaf HaChaim as well. I saw in the Tshuvas of Chaim Rappaport, in his Otros Chaim and Parshas Hazinu, so he says that Musar shouldn't be so strong that it would make a person want to be sad or cry. You shouldn't do that on Shabbos. That would ruin a person's Shabbos. But then this was quoted in Rav Felder's Yesod Yeshurun, Rav Gedalia Felder from Toronto. So he writes in Hilchos Shabbos on page Shin Chaf Hei, there's no source for the statements of Rav Chaim Rappaport, and there's no problem giving or learning harsh mussar on Shabbos. And Rav Strombach writes the same thing in the Tshuvos of Hanagos and Aleph Tafkuf Mem Vav. Now, there is a minag of some people to stay up all Shabbos and learn. Is that a violation of Oneg Shabbos? I heard the other day from someone
that the minig,
to stay up all Shabbos and learn as any available time. Shabbos is a holy day. There's an extra scar for learning on Shabbos. So stay up all Shabbos and learn. I think the minig amongst the old Chabad Hasidim is to stay up all Shabbos and learn straight. So you stop for meals, but it's to learn all the time. So can a person stay up on Shabbos and learn Torah? Or does this create a type of tsar, a type of pain on Shabbos? So the Tzpichis B'Dvash that we quoted before in Simcha Avdalad says that one should be machmer and not stay awake all Shabbos. And this is the understanding of many, many poskim as well. The Pesach Tvir, the Torah Lishma, the Kaf HaChaim, the Tzitz Eliezer. There's a sefer called Dinei Haneir Kol HaLaila, the laws of one who stays awake all Shabbos, all night. And he says clearly this might be a problem of a lack of Oneg Shabbos. And the Tzitz Eliezer qualifies this, and he says that it's only a problem if there's tsar from staying up. If you're in pain by staying up, then you have to go to sleep. But if it's simply a lack of oneg, I'm okay staying up, I might enjoy going to sleep, but it's not the end of the world. So that, says the Tzitz Eliezer, a person is allowed to do, because it's not causing pain. However, Rav Harfenis writes in the Nusma Shabbos in Siman Reish Pei, that if you're oneg Shabbos, then you're allowed to stay awake all Shabbos. If that gives you pleasure, then go ahead. Right? We know this from someone who has a bad dream on Friday night. If a person has a bad dream Friday night, they're allowed to have a tainus chalom on Shabbos day. Why? Because for them, their oneg is to ameliorate the bad dream. And therefore, the same thing will be over here. If your oneg is to stay up learning, even if you know you're really, really tired, so Rav Harfenis says that would be perfectly fine. Now, Reb Chaim Palaji writes in the Leil Chaim and Chelek Beis Simon Kufpei that the Mishnah in Yoma says that the Kohen Gadol would have to stay awake all night, right? Let's say Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, so clearly we see from here that certainly he was allowed to stay up.
That's not an example.
Why?
Because normally in Shabbos you have to eat. Yom Kippur,
so there's a din of Inori when it comes to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's no Oneg anyway, right?
It doesn't have the normal Oneg.
Exactly. So that's what he says. So the Chaim Palashi says that it's not a proof because the whole thing is a different day and there's no Oneg and it's Inori, so it's not a good proof. So you ask another question.
Or if there's Oneg, it gets
pushed aside by the Inori, right? So then what's the other source to ask from? The Haggadah, right? We know that they sat in B'nai Brak all night learning the Torah and they didn't go to sleep on Pesach night. Or even, as the Shulchan Aruch says, a person should really stay up all night of the Seder and learn, right? Something happened in Jewish history where we all go to sleep on Pesach night and we stay up on Shavuos night, which is not in Shulchan Aruch. So something flipped at a certain point. But nevertheless, the halacha is that we do stay up, or one should stay up, when it comes to Pesach night. So the Barbanel asks...
I know the Gemara talks about that, but is that the halacha?
Is that the halacha? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says a person should try to keep himself all night.
Should work to the extent possible. That's not... Should doesn't mean must.
Meaning as long as a person... Until sleep overtakes you. Meaning...
It's not a chiyuv to...
Correct. It's not a chiyuv.
To daven shacharis was mitzvah.
Correct. 100%. It's not a chiyuv, but certainly it's more than...
Desirable activity. Okay.
For sure. So I can't say the Abarbanel because I don't think the Abarbanel's Haggadah is not really written by the Abarbanel, but in the Haggadah of the Abarbanel, so he asked this, how could it be that the Rabban and B'nai Brak stayed up all night? What about Oneg Yantif? So the Chuvas of the Besam Rush, whoever may or may not written in Simon Shemem Zion, says that was a Shas HaDechak for them. They were special to stay up, but it's not for most people. And the Maharal and the Gevuras Hashem Perek Nun Gimel says they never noticed it. It wasn't lichachil they decided to stay up all night. The Maharal simply says it happened to be that they stayed up all night, but not that they were looking forward to staying up all night. Similar approaches brought in different Haggadahs as well, and issues with Shavuos. Rav Nevensol writes in his Sefer as well, is this a proof or not? Let's move on to the last topic, and that is the importance of being Mechadesh Chidushei Torah on Shabbos. There's a special idea found in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas B'Shalach to come up with new ideas. The Neshama Yisera that's in our bodies on Shabbos, when it goes back to Gan Eden after Shabbos, it's asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were you mechadish any Chidushei Torah on Shabbos? What new Torah learning did the Neshama Yisera, the new soul, this extra soul, come up with? And this became famous because of the Shla. The Shla writes there again in Shabbos, Chayiv Adam Liros B'chol Shabbos for Shabbos. L'chadesh chedushei haTorah k'mashakasa b'Zohar b'chazaras neshami yisera l'mekom ha'shol osar kadosh baruch hu l'chidesh haya mechadesh v'Torah. When the neshami yisera is going to go back after Shabbos, and Hashem is going to ask, what chedushei Torah, what new ideas did you develop over Shabbos? And the Eliyahu Rabbah cites this in Siman Reish Sadi, that a person's chayev to find chedushei Torah on Shabbos for this reason, and this is cited by the Prima Gadim and the Machzikei Brach and the Shari Tshuva and the Mishavur and the Kaf HaChaim, Ravad Yosef, all the Sfarim cite this. So this has become a mainstream shita amongst the poskim to Mechadosh Chedushei Torah. So essentially, if you can come with Chedushei Torah, great. So what if you can't? So what are you supposed to do? So there's two approaches that we find. And the first is in the Yisod V'Shor Shavodor of Alexander Ziskind in Parakhas Yud Beis. Listen to what he writes. He says, "Gam nirli bar im choshev adam eza shah b'yom Shabbos kodesh l'chadesh b'sichlo eza anhaga tova." If a person accepts upon himself to do a new type of good thing, to be better in some area, some sort of kabbalah, some sort of self improvement over Shabbos, then that is a chiddush. That's something that's new. To do something new for Hashem, I'm going to do this good thing the rest of the week. I'm going to do something special this week for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kol shekein hein b'hanhagas taras machshava, purifying my mind, hein b'hanhagas dibor, my speech. I'll learn more. I'll have more kavana or birchas hanenin when it comes to making brachos. right? I'll eat with more manners. I'll whatever it is. I'll be more honest in business. This rectifying was intellect. It's certainly like Torah. And it's important before HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yisal v'yishtasheh b'chidosh zeh b'pamayah shalo. Hashem will rejoice in this novel idea. Gam yis'ater hu yisvarach shemo b'kol pamayah shalo. Hashem will crown you, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, b'chashav eskano ki luchidosh shisrei Torah al-devri emes. And this will be as great before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says in the Yisod Rosh HaAvoda, you're not a great intellect. You don't have a great idea in the parsha or whatever it is. So think of something new and special that you can do during the week to connect to Hashem, and that will be your Chidushei Torah that the Neshama Yisrael will bring back. I think a beautiful idea, certainly an enhancement of anyone's Shabbos. If one does not like that, so there's another sheet cited in the Machzik Brach and Sivkat and Hay, and the Sharei Tshuva, which is printed in the Mishaburas and Reish Sadi, he writes something very beautiful as well. Learn new things on Shabbos. If you learn something new, so then the Neshama Yisrael will have something new to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It might not have been yours, but it's new to you. And the Neshama Yisrael will have that to bring back, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings. And the Kaf HaChaim certainly can rely on the Mishnah Berurah to say, at least to learn something new over the course of Shabbos. And that would fulfill it. I would assume that everyone, either they hear something in the Shabbos Drasha, they pick up a Sefer, they see something, whatever it is, someone will come away with something new from Shabbos. So there's two approaches for those who don't come up with the Chidushei Torah.
So doesn't have to be your own.
Correct.
Because obviously 99+% people are going to come by real Chidushei Torah.
Correct.
It shouldn't be. I mean, this, the likelihood of coming up with something nobody thought of before.
Well, it has to be, nobody's saying that Chidushei Torah doesn't mean that nobody thought of before. Chidushei Torah means something that in your own intellect, in your own mind, you have brought out. It's
so
new
to you. Something the Rashbam had as a Chidush Torah?
Yeah, if you came up with it for sure.
I don't know.
There's a beautiful piece in the Ma'am Lo'ez. The Ma'am Lo'ez cites a story about the Beis Yosef, where the Beis Yosef came into the yeshiva, and he had a question in learning, and he was talking over with the Talmidim, and they couldn't get it. And they were talking and talking and talking. He said, whatever, we'll end for the day, and that's it. And that night, in a dream, so the Beis Yosef came up with an answer to the question, and he woke up in the morning, he wrote it down, and he came back to the yeshiva very excited to share it with his students. So he walks into the yeshiva, and he's about to sit down, very excited, very agitated. He wants to get this out, to share this idea that he came to him in his dream. And before he begins, one of the Talmidim raises his hand and says, excuse me, Rebbe, but I think I have an approach to answer the question from yesterday. So the Beis Yosef said, please, go right ahead. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And he opened his mouth, and he said the exact same answer that the Beis Yosef dreamed about. The exact same thing. So he was blown away. So the answer, I don't remember if the Beis Yosef explained this, or the Ma'am Lo'ez explained this. And he said, once an idea was brought down into this world, it became known in the world somewhere, so every mind has the ability to access it in some way. It might not be, somebody might have came up with it before, but if your mind constructs it, then it's your Chidushei Torah. It's something that you developed on your own, your insight, your approach, and that's good for you. At this point, people have written so many things. If a person comes up with something on their own, that's still considered Chidushei Torah that you use your intellect and your mind for. Let me just finish with this. So the Torah Lishma writes in Siman Talichas that if you think of a Chidushei Torah during the week and then you only verbalize it on Shabbos, that'll work. So maybe if you think of something during the week, you write it down and then share it at the Shabbos table, and you could be Yotzei in that way as well.